Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
That was President William Jefferson Clinton at the State of the Union. State of the Union address during his presidency. What the hell happened to the Democrats? If you gave that same exact speech, which, listen, the policies of today is that same exact speech, but yet we have strayed as a nation so far that it's unrecognizable on that side of the aisle anymore. And it's interesting, and I could play time after time, person after person, from Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and they would all say the same thing there. And people are literally losing their mind because they have strayed so far away from where we are today. And it's crazy that if you gave that speech today, they would call you a racist, right?
Option. Budget reform is not an option. It's a necessity.
The American people are entitled to transparency.
We can't sustain a system that bleeds billions of taxpayer dollars on programs that have outlived their usefulness or exist solely because of the power of politicians, lobbyists, or interest groups.
They're entitled to be able to figure out where their dollars are going, and they're entitled to accountability to make sure that we're using the dollars for what we said it was for.
We are going to go through our federal budget, as I promised during the campaign, page by page, line by line, eliminating those programs we don't need and insisting that those that we do need operate in a sensible, cost-effective way.
What should be easy is getting rid of the pointless waste and stupid spending that doesn't benefit anybody.
We hope to be instilling an entire new culture that not only our administration, but every succeeding administration will in fact pursue.
No amount of waste is acceptable, not when it's your money.
And listen, I could play this over and over again when it comes to immigration, when it comes to cuts that DOGE identified. But yet things have changed so much that it's unrecognizable today. Those very same individuals that you on the left, you Democrats supported, voted for, and wanted to pursue that agenda. All of a sudden now, nope. You're protesting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, targeting criminal illegal immigrants that have extensive criminal records, most of them. Again, if you are just simply here illegally and you're caught up in a raid where they're looking for a violent felon, then you are not going to be just released and let go. That's just a fact of the matter. You do have more arrests happening now in L.A. Two individuals throwing Molotov cocktails at law enforcement, both local, the National Guard, and federal agents. So where do we go from here? Well, it's extended. And you have to realize that there is a portion of these, probably the most violent, these riots that begin as protests. Are there peaceful protesters there? Are there people there just vocalizing their want to keep illegal immigrants here without being deported? Sure there are. But we've seen time and time again people who don't care about what the reasoning is, what the process is, who is actually saying what. They don't care. They just want to cause chaos. They want a reason to vent. They want a reason to buck the system. They want a reason to break storefront windows and take whatever's in that building that they can take, from Apple stores to Adidas stores to a CVS pharmacy. This has nothing to do with about poor people who just need to get these supplies for their family to get by. No, you're not breaking into an Apple store for that. No, you're not breaking into an Adidas store for that, or even a CVS for that matter. You're simply doing it because you can, because you've been given the opportunity to cause chaos, because you've been given the opportunity to fight the man, fight the system, fight the government, regardless of who it is. And it doesn't matter who's in charge of the White House. It doesn't matter who's in charge of each chamber of Congress. If they have that spark that they need, and this is that spark, they now have a reason. It's gained footing. Instead of politicians of both parties, law enforcement across the board saying lawlessness will not be tolerated, blocking highways will not be tolerated, showing up to these events with equipment to assault law enforcement will not be tolerated. I think at this point, if you're showing up to what's supposed to be a peaceful protest with hammers, I think it could be articulated that you're there for the wrong reason and a stop could be initiated. Now, I know you'll have some saying, well, they didn't do anything wrong yet. Just possessing a hammer is not unlawful. Just possessing gas masks and face shields and shields to block yourself. I mean, because we all walk down to work each and every day with shields in our hand. But you'd be correct on a normal everyday basis. But we've seen this before. There is a pattern and practice to these types of events. And if you're showing up at a protest with a knapsack filled with hammers, yes, you're not there for the proper reason. And although it's not illegal to possess hammers, I think we can articulate that you are a threat to the immediate vicinity.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you should be detained and removed. It's as simple as that. It's at a time now where the status quo is obviously not working. Now we've seen these spread. In the beginning, it was, well, because the National Guard was deployed here. That's what's instigating this entire situation in L.A. But now we have over a dozen places around the nation where these are sparking up. We've seen them. New York, there was 80 arrests. We're going to talk about that. 80 arrests in New York City. You know, same type of thing. And it's interesting because ICE is operating. We've seen in our papers here, you know, in both Luzerne and Lackawanna County, ICE, immigration, federal law enforcement is operating in every state in the union. Now, that's not to scare anybody. That's not to say, you know, well, they're next, they're coming for you. They're already and they have been operating in every state in the nation. They've been in Philadelphia. They've been in Easton, Pennsylvania. They've been in Allentown. They've been in Pittsburgh. Now, they've just recently been here. But they have been operating in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. They're operating in every state in the nation. Pay very close attention to the states where this is happening in, where the media is seeing this type of response, because it's being allowed, it's being tolerated, it's being instigated. There are politicians and leaders in law enforcement that are appointed by these politicians that are complicit in leaving the door open just enough a crack so where there's plausible deniability and say, well, we didn't do this. And say, well, you know what, 97% of this protest has been peaceful, but that 3%, well, that 3% could be pretty bad. Don't you think? Don't you think if you had a package of M&Ms and they said 3% of those M&Ms in that package were poison, don't you think that would be bad? Don't you think you'd stay away from that package of M&Ms? Now, I know that's an oversimplification here, but we've seen the videos. And it's interesting because you had CNN yesterday. You had the mayor's office of L.A. giving a press conference on the curfew that was being instituted last night. Now, they said they had everything under control, so why they would need a curfew? Why the chief of police saying they're outnumbered and overwhelmed now? Well, thankfully, the National Guard is there already because it takes 24 to 48 hours to spin them up, to get them there, to get them on site. And all they're doing is protecting federal buildings, freeing up those law enforcement. And it's interesting to see these politicians in L.A. and these other places saying, our law enforcement is out there dealing with the problem. Yes, because you have greater numbers of them because they don't have to protect buildings anymore. So they tell you half-truths and lie to you, and most of the people on other shows and out there goes just nod their head and go, oh, yeah. Yep. You know, and to talk about January 6th and how Donald Trump didn't offer the National Guard for January 6th, it's an outright lie. Nancy Pelosi said that she begged Donald Trump to get the National Guard to the Capitol on January 6th. Well, the chief, and I posted this so you could see it for yourself, and I made sure not just to quote what he said, but to show the post himself. The chief of the Capitol Police said that he begged Nancy Pelosi and was stonewalled by her chief of staff to get the National Guard there because they were offered and they were turned down. And when things started getting violent, the chief of the Capitol Police begged the Speaker's office to have the National Guard respond, and they did not. Until finally they were sent in anyway. So the chief of the Capitol Police told America that the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, was lying. So yes, you don't have to take my word for it. No, you don't have to take anyone else's word for it. Donald Trump's or the president's word for it or anybody else. But are you going to take the chief at the time during January 6th word for it that Nancy Pelosi's lying? That he begged for over 14 hours to have the National Guard respond? And was turned down by her chief of staff, the sergeant-at-arms. This is a created, manufactured system. This was created. These immigrants are here by the millions with violent criminal records, a lot of them we don't know of. This is all because of the last administration. This response, what you're seeing now, having to go city to city to find these, and look at the list and what they're charged with. Both parties have had an opportunity to fix these systems. None of them have. Even today, even right now at this moment, no one from either party is getting together and sitting down and saying, how do we do comprehensive immigration reform? Okay, once we're past this, and the border's secure, where do we go from here? Because I just played you from Bill Clinton to Barack Obama to Joe Biden to President Trump, and they're all asking for the same thing. They're all saying they want to do the same thing. They want to remove criminal illegal immigrants. They want to double efforts to remove criminal illegal immigrants. They want to make sure that the jobs in America go to legal immigrants and citizens. They want to make sure that the border is secure. They're all saying the same thing, but yet no one No one in the past 25 years has fixed anything. Now, we've seen some border security under the first Trump administration, and we're seeing it back again now. But that's only part of the problem. And if you don't like what Donald Trump, the current president, is saying about removing criminally illegal immigrants, well, I just played you Bill Clinton saying the same exact thing. I'll play you Barack Obama saying the same exact thing. I will play you Joe Biden saying the same exact thing. But yet none of it's been done. Because once that problem is solved, it's no longer weaponized. It no longer could be used by either side to fundraise into the billions. You have to ask yourself why. The only people fighting about this right now are you and I. And law enforcement's caught in the middle. Our politicians in Washington aren't fighting about this. The Democrats and Republican leadership aren't fighting about this. The current president and whoever the Democrats want to run their next administration is not fighting about this. The only fights we're seeing is out on the streets between the citizens who've been manipulated by this, by the instigators who are trying to propagate this for their cause, which is anarchy, and law enforcement stuck in the middle. It's quite simple. If Democrats in Congress don't like the laws that ICE is enforcing, change them. But you're not. If Republicans in Congress want to see comprehensive immigration reform, put it on paper. Now that you have the assets to start securing the border, in 10 years, say this is what we want to do. We're not there yet because the border needs to be totally secure, but in 10 years, this is what we want to do. We want to increase the pathways for illegal immigration. We want to continue the removal of violent felons. And here's the criteria we're going to go by. And if you're here illegally over 10 years and you have no criminal records, you're not a burden on the social systems, then this is what we're going to do to create a pathway for you. Because that needs to be done, if you agree with it or not. But you're not seeing any of that. You're just seeing each side at each other's throats out there and law enforcement in the middle. When I just played you four separate presidents who are all saying they want the same exact thing when it comes to removal of violent criminal illegal immigrants, illegal immigration reform, and border security. You have to ask yourself why. It's 3:23 here at WILK.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.